Brothers and sisters, today's topic of Treasures for the Soul is What is in the Heavenly Jerusalem, Part 2. This message clearly explains what is in the Heavenly Jerusalem through Hebrews chapter 12, 22-24. In particular, about the angels and festal gathering and the assembly of the firstborn. It's very precious that the angels are joyful because of us. Even the angels are so joyful. How much more should we rejoice since we are the firstborn of God? The assembly of the firstborn is the church. Revelation chapter 5 shows us a clear example of what it's like in heaven. There's the throne, the four living creatures, and the 24 elders. We are so blessed that we will need eternity to enjoy the blessings.
It's so precious that when we look up to the sky, our eyes of faith can also see that He is in the heavenly Jerusalem, at the right hand of the Father, and shining forth His countenance. We have also come to the new Jerusalem. It has already been given to us, even though our bodies are not there yet. We are living in grace. Let's read Hebrews 12, verses 22-24. I carefully cross-reference many Bible translations, including the original scripture, some of which are easier to understand. This passage is very important, and we need to understand it correctly. The Chinese translation is a little hard to understand because the use of the conjunction and is not as clear as in the English version. The word and is used 7 times in this passage, separating each individual element. This helps us to better understand the passage correctly. But you have come to Mount Zion and to the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to innumerable angels in festal gathering, and to the assembly of the firstborn who are enrolled in heaven, and to God, the judge of all, and to the spirits of the righteous made perfect, and to Jesus, the mediator of a new covenant, and to the sprinkled blood that speaks a better word than the blood of Abel. In the Chinese translation, it's unclear whether the term festal gathering describes the angels or the firstborn. In the English translation, with the proper location of the word and in the passage, it's clear that the festal gathering is of the innumerable angels. In some translations, the term general assembly is used, and it describes the gathering of the angels as well. A festal gathering is a joyful and festal event. We don't have to admire the festal gathering of the angels. Angels are ministering spirits, whereas we are the firstborn, who have the highest status. Our gathering will be more joyful than the angels. In fact, there are many joyful events in heaven. He tells us that there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents. Every day, there must be more than one sinner who repents. When we consider the joy over everybody in this world who repents every day, how great must the joy be in heaven? These angels are so pure. Even though Satan has fallen for years, he failed to tempt them to commit sins. These angels are precious. Consider someone who has not sinned at all. How pure and lovable that person must be. The angels also protect us. The Bible tells us not to despise one of the little ones, for their angels always see the face of our Father. I think the angels have saved my life in the past, for He will command His angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways. The angels have protected and helped us in many situations without our knowledge. Of course, God protects us as well, but God attends to a lot of things, and He doesn't have to do everything Himself. He also wants to show how prestigious we are. even though we haven't received all the glory, the angels have already been sent out to serve for the sake of those who are to inherit salvation. Ephesians chapter 3 tells us that through the church, the manifold wisdom of God might now be made known. The angels are also very happy when they see our changes. The salvation is so marvelous in that sinners can be saved from many years of transgressions. Heaven rejoices over us when we repent. We didn't know much when we first believed. We might have only known about the forgiveness of sins and that we were close to God. But the angels knew more. With so many people repenting every day, there must be big celebrations in heaven. Our Father celebrates for us. This passage helps me a lot. Knowing that even the angels are very happy because of me, why should I be troubled? When we come before God, we should be joyous. We are more blessed than the angels. Even the archangels admire us. A good understanding of this passage will encourage us to draw near to God with a joyful heart. Innumerable angels in festal gathering, and to the assembly of the firstborn who are enrolled in heaven. The assembly is the church, as well as the gathering of the church. Even though the term festal gathering is not used to describe the church gathering, there are still many precious things when we come together. Those who passed away among us are also the firstborn, and they are gathering in heaven. Revelation chapter 5 shows us what it's like in heaven. There is the throne, the four living creatures, the 24 elders, and innumerable angels around. We are closer to the throne than the angels. And to God, the judge of all, and to the spirits of the righteous made perfect, and to Jesus, the mediator of a new covenant, and to the sprinkled blood that speaks a better word than the blood of Abel. This part of the passage is quite clear. The firstborn who are enrolled in heaven. This passage is not as simple as it sounds. It's very precious that we, who were once far off, have now been brought near by the blood of Christ. We are in the deepest union with the Father, the Lord, and the Holy Spirit. We are God's family. This passage tells us the precious things in the heavenly Jerusalem. As you can see in Revelation chapters 21 and 22, the beauty of this city is beyond what man can describe. More importantly, this is our dwelling place. Everyone who dwells there will make us happy. Wouldn't it be great to see the people who gladden your heart as often as possible? When I jog by myself, I often wish to run into brothers and sisters. But I'm happy even when I'm alone, because the Father, the Lord, and the Holy Spirit are with me. However, when it comes to people, I treasure brothers and sisters the most. I may not know them well, but just seeing them makes me feel good. Only brothers and sisters can give you this feeling, because they are more special than ordinary people. They can understand you more. Similar to you, they belong to heaven, not to this world. No one else on earth can touch you in spirit like brothers and sisters. You will be in the midst of the church, the firstborn. You already know some of them. For those you do not know very well right now, they will be like old friends to you. Saints from the Old Testament, such as Moses and David, will also be there. We will have fellowship with them. The Bible didn't tell us where the angels live, but since they are the ministering spirits, they will be all around us. They are pure and adorable. Everyone who we will see in the city will love one another with their all. Wouldn't it be wonderful if everyone you saw on the street made you happy? Therefore, the people are important. The Father, who is the judge of all, justifies us. His judgment is also to our advantage. It's very comforting to know that the Father, who is righteous, justifies us. His judgment is just, and He is the one to call us just. We are so blessed to be with all these in the heavenly Jerusalem. Indeed, it will take eternity for us to enjoy and have fellowship with one another. God's creativity and our creativity will create a lot of fun in eternity, and our blessings will have no end.